We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Looking forward to Turkey Day. How about you?
Absolutely.
I got some people here with me today. We're not going to celebrate Thanksgiving together. All of our lives, we've had Thanksgiving together, and it's a hard time for everybody. I've got my sister Nora from Alabama.
Hello.
Hi, Nora.
And my brother Jonathan from up the road, who's one of our sponsors and been with us from day one on there, you know.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going well, Jonathan. Glad to have you with us today.
Good to be here.
We're going
to
talk some about our Thanksgivings like we did last week. You know, we may get some recipes and some food experiences. Jonathan has some, and Nora's shared some of hers. Of course, as I say, everybody's heard all of mine over and over. They don't care if old people repeat themselves. I hope they don't. They don't seem to mind. We'll talk some about our Thanksgivings together and our food experiences.
Okay.
Jonathan, what do you remember about Thanksgivings?
We were blessed that our mother was an excellent cook. I swear to goodness, she could fry anything with milk, gravy, and mashed potatoes, and I would eat it. It was just that good. And of course, you know, one of the funny things is that there was a time that they did not want you to use lard or butter. And now they're saying they're better for you. And it definitely makes food taste better when you do that kind of stuff.
It does indeed.
Just fortunate to have grown up in a house where, I guess, our mother exposed us to a lot of different things, different foods. We had guacamole when there wasn't guacamole. She's the one in cooking, making German chocolate cake from scratch, introduced me to dark chocolate.
Well, Daddy was a foodie person,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Our father was the master, as far as I'm concerned, of the one-dish breakfast. He could take whatever meat you had the night before, he would put that in a skillet. Whatever potato you had the night before, he would put that in the same skillet.
With a little lard in the bottom, or butter.
With a little grease in the bottom, yep.
Oh, there was the grease that came out of the drip pan on the top of the stove.
And then put some eggs and some cheese in. That was breakfast. And a few years ago, when Gabe and Drew were still home, I'd made some, and they'd always kind of laughed at it, you know. And so I made it for them one time, and they said, "Daggone, Dad, that's pretty good after all, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah, it is."
And you know, he always wanted his toast. I mean, Mama made biscuits some, but he always wanted his toast in the oven or in a toaster oven so he could butter it and melt the butter.
His toast would be buttered so much if you picked it up, the bottom, the middle part would fall out almost.
Oh, it was terrible, Mike.
And he lived to be almost 89 and was in good health till the last few months. His mind was always good, so I guess it didn't hurt him a lot.
Mom made dumplings and biscuits and all these things from scratch, and oh, I can still taste it.
Our family was really foodie. The breakfast meal, we all ate breakfast together every morning.
Every morning.
It wasn't that you laid in bed while everybody ate breakfast. We all got up and had breakfast. And at breakfast, one of the main conversations would be, "What are we going to have for supper?" We were raised foodie people, Mike.
Nothing wrong with that.
You kind of were, too.
And so to that end, I guess I have become my father's son, because I'm the same way. In the morning when I get up and my dad and I are drinking coffee, we're talking about supper that night.
You have to plan ahead.
Absolutely.
Mama was a wonderful cook. We were always talking about food, and they introduced us to, we ate oyster stew and scalloped oysters when we were young, and we really didn't, well, Rocky Mountain oysters, I didn't know what they were for years. I mean, Daddy just said we're going to have fresh meat tonight.
Well, we always had meat. We always had meat from the farm. They'd kill a hog and beef every year, and we ate every bit of it. We'd liver, heart, we didn't eat chitlins, backbone, every bit of it. And Mother would sometimes make something unusual with it, a liver loaf and, liver pudding. She was very thrifty. I mean, we used up everything.
I can still remember for breakfast having brains and eggs.
I like those.
And it still wants to make me throw up.
I liked them. I haven't had any for years, but it sounds pretty good.
I don't want those.
I like the buttered toast and brains and eggs.
Buttered toast was fine. And then the other part was, when we moved down here where Sammy lives now to the farm, we had a couple of milk cows that my brother Charles milked. And at first, Mama didn't pasteurize it. It was really, really good. And then, because of fear of disease, she started pasteurizing it. Well, unless you got exactly all the cream off of the milk, when you pasteurize it, it made lumps. And I would gag on the lumps of milk.
Well, when I started to school, I had never drank pasteurized milk until I started to school. And I didn't like the milk at school because I liked the raw milk. Mm-hmm. Of course, Mama churned and made butter and made cottage cheese.
Well, then after we moved from the farm, this is more the time I remember, We got milk in glass bottles at our door from Dowden's Dairy in Meade County. And the top, there'd be about 4 inches of cream. That's before homogenized milk. And there'd be about 4 inches of cream at the top of that bottle. And Jonathan, what he's talking about, I think, if we didn't get all of that cream skimmed off, there'd be those little pieces of cream in it. And I didn't like that. And I still wouldn't like it in my milk. But I sure do like it on top of a lot of other things, or whipped, or cooked in gravy, or in mashed potatoes.
Homemade ice cream.
Mom would make, we had a good snow, she'd make snow cream. And usually around Christmas time, and we'd take ground up candy canes and put in the snow creams. And that's, all, again, another memory of days gone by, but just a fond memory of you know, you'd be so excited that you had enough snow that you could make snow cream.
What she did was she put it to sugar, and she chopped up that peppermint candy, mm-hmm. crushed it up, and then put cream
in it. That's what...
You know, we were a big snow cream person. You know, of course, then you didn't just get ice cream every day like people do now. I lived in a different time. I'm so much older than these kids sitting here. Oh,
yeah. 50 years
yeah.
older.
I know. Yeah.
Back in that time, you went to the grocery store once a week on Saturdays. You went to town on Saturdays. You went to the grocery store. You went to the bank. You know, you did things on Saturdays. You didn't go every day.
In Irvington on Saturday afternoon, the cars, the whole town, they parked diagonally in on the street. And the whole street would be, I know it's hard to people go through Irvington now, but we had 3 grocery stores. And there were all these people in town at the bank on Saturday at the old bank at Irvington when I started to work a few years ago. You were so busy all day. We pulled the shade down and the bank would still be full of people. We'd have to wait on them when we closed at 3:00. As Dorothy Carden used to say, oh, the beautiful sound when the shade comes down.
Jonathan, you need to give some of your Thanksgiving memories. I already did.
Oh, Thanksgiving memories. Turkey and dressing and...
Breakfast, sometimes we had quail for Thanksgiving mm-hmm, and Christmas. Mm-hmm. Daddy was not a hunter, but he filled out income taxes for some people. He was a jack of all trades. And one of the guys he filled out taxes for was Lester Dow. And he would always bring Daddy before Christmas and Thanksgiving some quail. And so Mother would, as Jonathan said, fry those in lard and make cream gravy and scrambled eggs or fried eggs for breakfast.
And potato cakes.
Oh, yeah. If you had leftover mashed potatoes, you made potato cakes. Or if you didn't, you just fried potatoes.
Yeah.
You can see why I was always a little hefty. That's how I get to do Never Trust a Skinny Cook, Mike.
Well, there you go.
I have a couple of stories on my wife and this is my mother a little bit. But when we were in college, Marinetta was making me, believe it or not, a corduroy suit around Thanksgiving. And I mean, it was, you know, from scratch. Now, this is everything by hand.
But she and Wanda were wonderful seamstresses.
Yes. When she's making a Thanksgiving meal for us, apparently one of her straight pins had got stuck in the dressing, and I found it.
Okay.
So I had a lot of fun with her for a long time over when she would make dressing. I would say that, you know, is it safe for me to eat this dressing today, or do I need to go through a little more finely before I eat it?
Instead of oysters, it's got straight pins in it.
I think I'll pass.
This has been a really fun time for me. You know, we don't get together. And as I say, this will be one of the first Thanksgivings we're not all together in my lifetime. The only time I remember that I wasn't with them on Thanksgiving at some time was the year Lee was born. And we used to have a reunion in Oklahoma with my mother's family. And I was getting ready to have Lee in December, so I didn't go Thanksgiving, but they went. And that's probably the only Thanksgiving since they've been here that I have not had. We maybe didn't have it on Thursday, but if we had it on Friday, or we'd all get together Thanksgiving with my brother Charles, who's not here with us today, and all of our family. We got together every Thanksgiving. And it makes me sad, which I know I see on Facebook and people I talk to, so many people. This has been such a bad year in that. I mean, we're thankful. I'm not saying that. But it's been such a bad year for so many people. And so many people are not going to be able to get together. I just hope and pray that by next year, before next Thanksgiving, we'll feel free to all get together.
Yay, the vaccine!
Right.
And wear a mask, people. Wear a mask. If not for yourself, for the person beside you.
We just want to wish everybody a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And if they can't get together, just be thankful. I'm thankful for so many things, as I know you all are too. And... we wish everybody a happy and blessed Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
And folks, we would just like to say that with tomorrow being Thanksgiving, we do want to wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. Again, take your COVID precautions, be safe, be careful, enjoy the day. And from our houses to yours, happy Thanksgiving. And Miss Sammy, what do we always say?
Come on, I'll let them say it with me.
Never trust a skinny cook.